Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lindergan Grimes says she predicts less than a third of registered voters will turn out in this fall's general election. And an analysis of state elections data shows counties in Purchase and Pennyrow regions consistently have some of the highest and lowest voter turnouts in the state. Hannah Bullard has more on where people vote in far west Kentucky and why.
77-year-old Sydney Milton of Marshall County remembers the first time she ever voted. The year was 1960. She says she walked into a car dealership in downtown Mayfield to fill out a paper ballot.
I had just turned 18, had registered, and then it was time to elect a president. And I got to vote my very first time for JFK.
Milton says since, she's voted in every single election, including primaries, except for one.
that flu got me.
She says she's always voted over the years because it was expected of her, that voting was and is her duty as a citizen.
Well, that's about the only way that I, as a individual, can express my opinion about the way things are going.
And it isn't just Milton that votes in the Purchase and Pennyrow regions. An analysis of State Board of Elections data shows several counties, including Marshall, Carlisle, and Ballard, over the past five general elections, consistently have some of the highest voter turnouts in the state. That's among people of voting age and not just registered voters.
Their family had a strong tradition. It, you know, went back to generations that they just always said, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain and you can't fuss about how things are because you didn't make effort.
That's Becky Martin, Carlisle County Clerk. County clerks run local elections in each county. And she says people, especially of older generations, were raised to go to the polls. Drew Seib is a chair of the political science department at Murray State University and studies voter turnout. He agrees with Martin.
Start forming that habit to vote, and you become more likely to vote throughout your life. So people who are, for example, over 65 are much likely to more likely to vote than someone who is in that kind of 18 to 29 kind of young cohort age range.
And it's true that far west Kentucky is older. U.S. Census Bureau data shows many Purchase area counties have higher percentages of people over 65 years of age than the rest of the Commonwealth. But even in Marshall and Carlisle counties, around half of potential voters still consistently don't show up to the polls.
Right, you do have some people who are just completely turned off from politics and want nothing to do with it. And so it's hard to do something about that group of people other than really trying to help maybe increase trust in our political system.
And Purchase and Pennyrow regions also have counties with the lowest voter turnout in the state. Christian County only had 30.9% of voting age people turn out in 2016, the lowest in Kentucky. And Christian County Clerk Mike Kim isn't happy.
It's not any worse than anywhere else. People are kind of fed up with all the bickering. Normally, this time of year, you'd see yard signs all over Christian County. How many yard signs have you seen? There's not a lot of interest.
Kim says military moving in and out of the Fort Campbell military base skews his county's voter turnout. He says transient military families register to vote when they get Kentucky driver's license. This results in multiple families registering under the same military address, leading to inaccurate voter data.
They're still here. They're still in the counts. So it's going to look bad again. But there's at least 10,000 people on the rolls out of Fort Campbell, Oak Grove area that are gone.
Drew Seib at Murray State says getting military families to vote is an uphill battle. But he says there's potential solutions that could attract more voters throughout the state. The state could move Election Day to a more convenient time, like the weekend, or have less elections to not overwhelm voters.
People just don't have their time in their lives, nor the interest to really kind of spend getting to know these people and who they are and what they're advocating for.
Seib says with people worried about things like making dinner or taking care of kids, voting simply needs to be more convenient. I'm Hannah Bullard in Murray.